I was going to start by saying that my interaction with you, Rose, has always been through because of Metropolitan. And often, and most of the times that we meet, we're either on one side of the table or the other.
Quite true.
Yeah. And it feels like we never get the, I never get, as a member of staff, never get the chance to learn anything about, when I say personal, not, you know, intimately personal, but about our customers and about you specifically, that helps me to understand why you feel the way that you do about where you live, you know, what's important to you, why you love this community so much, and why you're, you know, and you're somebody that says, you know, you're advancing in years, and why you're still in the middle of your community, at the heart of it, kind of fighting for what you believe. So I'd like to learn a bit more about that in terms of this conversation that we're going to have now. And so I know we've got some questions here, but I would like to ask you...
Can I just pause you a second so I can get the chair, because yeah. I'm really not comfortable.
When we have been in meetings, what I've noticed is that you are a lady of impeccable taste. So I always notice Rose's clothes. I always notice the way that she's turned out. I always notice that her hair is done and she has beautiful handbags. We've noticed that in meetings. And I'm a lady that likes nice things. So that's something that I look at and I think, that's nice. So I think I want to learn a bit more about you and what motivates you, and maybe where does that impeccable kind of taste come from?
Maybe ask a specific question.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So,
to the last comment, just because I'm old, I don't have to look old.
Yes, I agree. And you don't.
Because I remember being in Marks and Sparks some years ago, and there was a lady in front of me, and her hair was immaculate, not a lot of makeup. She had a long overcoat and trousers, and I said to her, "Oh, you do look nice." And she said, "Well, I'm 80, whatever it was." And I thought, "Well, if I make, yes, I've made 80. I've done my 3 score and 10, and plus the other 11 years are bonus."
Okay.
Because you're old, it's self-respect to keep hair done, face on, look like something the cat should have left out in the morning, not even bought in. Does that answer that question?
Sure. But I was, it was a compliment more than, it was a compliment.
Thank you.
Yeah. And was that something that, did you learn that from your mum? Was it something that your mum did? And
yes, my mum never wore makeup.
Okay.
But she was always clean, she was always tidy, she used to go to the hairdressers every week. I used to do her hair before I left work, right up until the very end of her life. Yes, she was always clean and tidy. And I blame a lot of things in my life to my mother, like I have to have the windows cleaned. I have to have the nets changed. I have to keep the house clean. I say, it's all Nell's fault. working for... for 47, 49 years as well. That was another thing.
And so... how long have you lived on Canal Side?
I've lived where I've lived now for 55 years.
And in that time, what's changed? What have you seen visibly change in the community and the people that are around you?
It is the people that's changed. And although behind me, because I live on Kingston Road, behind me there must be thousands of people, but I don't consider that I live in a community. I know very few people. The ethnicity of the area has changed greatly. In the block I live in, there are people that I've no idea what they look like. And that doesn't always, that's not only me, that applies to lots of people as well.
And in saying that, like you, but you're a person that is really fighting for this community. So that's how I see you and Lauren and the rest of the committee. And
yes, because if I want it to look nice, well cut, I think other people should want that as well. I don't want to look out and see rubbish and broken windows. Because I want it nice, I want other people to want it nice. So a lot of it is personal. And I hate it when people ask me where I live and I say, oh, I live in Hackney, and they look as though I'm sort of, bleh. That doesn't go down well with me. I'm a Londoner, but I'm an East End girl.
Okay. So you say you've lived here for 55 years.
No, I say I've lived here for nearly 82 years.
But in the 55 years that you've been here, did you raise your family here in that time? I don't know if you have a family or you've got children.
Yes, there has been family, yes. Now there's just me.
Okay.
And a brother.
Okay.
And nieces and nephews.
Yes.
Hackney Council, the LCC were a good landlord. The GLC were bleh, and we're very pleased when Ken Livingstone went. Hackney were dire, and I hate to say this, but Metropolitan are not much better. You know that, Leslie.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not a customer, I'm a resident.
Rose always corrects me.
Sorry.
No, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. So in terms of today and the event that's happening today and the fact that you as a committee have been very involved in that, what are you hoping for today?
Well, I'm hoping that it will get people more together, and I hope people will realise that the CRA is here and want to join it. Because they live here, so why don't they want to keep it nice? Lots you've seen on the television over the years, because people are a tenant, they have a garden, but it's not mine, but they live there. Why don't you, if you own your home, you look after it, so why don't you do the same when you're a tenant? And I'm hoping that it might bring people together a bit more and make them realize that yes, we need to get involved, because Metropolitan are not keeping to what they should be doing. Their duty of care has gone out the window.
I'm sorry that you feel that way. I think as well, part of the work that me and my team do is to encourage our residents to do more for themselves. And I think that's just the way of the world, that every, you know, the government works in a way that it actually wants us all to do more for ourselves and to become. And even recently listened to the new Prime Minister's speech, what she talked about is to, you know, enable you to be in control of your lives. And I think we're all kind of following that same vein and that same train, that, you know, it's less about what I can do for somebody as a member of staff is limited. What they can do for themselves, you know, will, you know, can skyrocket their life in a very, very, very different way. So I think the world has changed, hasn't it? The world of housing has changed massively.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Yes. The world's, you know, I'm sure too, I think one of the worst changes in the modern life is mobile phones.
I can't say that I disagree.
Life has to change, it must change. The world changes, you change. Everybody changes. And change creeps up on you. And sometimes you're not aware that it's something's changed. And we're all happy because it works. Why have we got to change it?
A colleague of mine, we were at work the other day and we were laughing because we said we can remember when, I mean, I'm 51 this year and he's the same age as me, and we said we can remember when you couldn't call somebody unless they were at home. So if you called them, you knew where they were. And, you know, letters being delivered, the art of conversation, the fact that people would write to each other, all those things have just are just disappearing, aren't they?
They are.
And
electronic communications, well, I'm pretty good at picking the phone up and not being and being very economical with the truth, because I've had years of experience at it. And sometimes I will either send a text or an email, because I really don't even want to speak to somebody. So electronically I can say what I want to say that way without having to talk to somebody.
One of the things that I'm going to do while I'm here today is do some surveys electronically on a tablet. And one of the questions that Lauren's asked me to ask people is, what's the best thing about living here? So I want to ask you that question, Rose.
Familiarity. It's my comfort blanket. I'm a townie, born and bred. I like the country, but I'm happy to come home and leave it. And I've always got a bus. I have libraries, which are an essential part of my life. The doctor's shop, the shops. It's home. It's been home for always. As bearing in mind, I was just born up the road. My brother said to me yesterday, he was talking to his wife, and I'm thinking, where was I born? So I said, 204 Hoxton Street.
Is it still there?
It's like a St. Leonard's Hospital.
Okay, okay. But the home, is it still there, the family home? That's not there anymore.
No, that went, that probably came down under slum clearance after the war. And that was an old house with a lavatory out the back.
And then one of the other questions Lauren's asked me to ask is, what is the thing that you least like about living here or where you live?
My least... Do you know, I don't think I can honestly answer that. Because there's probably lots of many bitty things I don't like, but there's nothing specific.
Would you like to ask any questions?
Yeah, so how long have you worked for Met?
So I've worked for Metropolitan since 2002, so that's coming up for 14 years. For 14 years in March, would that be March next year? Is it 14 years now? So it's 14 years this year. 15 March next year.
Has it always been in housing?
So I've always worked in the community team, part of the wider housing team. So I've never done the work that's around somebody's tenancy or antisocial behaviour or anything like that. It's always been about how we can work with individuals and communities. So it's always been about that. Yeah.
And I'm being personal now. You have family.
Yes, so I have two children. I have a son who's 19 and a daughter who's 28. Yes, a big gap between them, and they still live with me, both of them. Yeah.
Is that because the housing prices, or do they don't want to leave mum?
Well, my son's just finished college, so he's not at the age where he's kind of financially stable. My daughter is more financially viable than me, but she just loves being at home. And why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Something I've never understood. Children go off and leave home, but that's just a personal thing.
I think she will one day, but she's in no rush, and I'm no rush to see the back of her.
And you're based up in Nottingham.
Yeah, so I was born in Nottingham. I the address that I was born at, 107 Burford Road, and the house is still there. And then as an adult, I moved into a house on the next road to the one that I was born in. So I went back to the area that I was born in as an adult.
Are you anticipating staying with Metropolitan?
Yeah, I think so. I've thought about leaving and doing different things. I've thought about setting up. I think if I do leave, it will be because I want to do something more satisfying from a personal point of view. So I think my ambition would be to set up a guest house on the coast. So if I was going to do anything, it would be that. It would be sell up and to set up a guest house on the coast.
That's a good thing, yes. Where on the coast?
I think like Devon or Cornwall, somewhere like that would be nice. Yeah, yeah. I think I'd like to live near to the sea. I think there's something very calming and relaxing about being by the sea. Yeah, and the sound of it, and the feeling.
And when you come down from Nottingham and you meet us, how aggravated do you get?
To be fair, I don't get very aggravated. I think I totally 100% understand where you're coming from. I see a group of people that are fighting for where they live and what they believe in and what's important to them. So I don't get aggravated by that. If I'm honest, I get more aggravated by us and the fact that actually there are things that we could do far more quickly than we do in a very different way that would make a huge difference to you. And for me, one of the things that I've been doing this week is kind of fighting inside the organisation to say, look, we've got a group of customers here that have done this themselves. They've asked us for very little help and they've done it, and all we've got to do is be here. So let's do that.
Yeah, you know, I just find their attitude completely dreadful. You know, when I retired, I then became quite involved in lots of things, and a couple of the things was I set up a couple of charities, and we had a charitable aid, and I worked, and I was with Age Concern, and you have a charitable. This is one of the things you're getting old. Words slip out of your mind.
Charitable aims.
Yeah. And I don't think Metropolitan now have charitable aims. I do understand the financial position, believe it or not, really I do, because we're all affected by it. But I think that they are not meeting their charitable aims at all. I think they're becoming far, far too commercial. You've got to, you know, I used to say to Brenda, who was my manager, Brenda, we're not a charity, you know. But because we had to, we were getting the funding, we had to meet the criteria. And that's, you know, we're not a charity. I know the situation, but I don't think that Brian Johnson is the right man for the job.
Don't have to answer.
I shan't. But I would say that in the 14 years that I've worked for Metropolitan, and I was saying to Lauren earlier that housing has really changed.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, no longer is it that, you know, you get a home for life. That's not it anymore. You know, the grants that were available years ago to build properties don't exist anymore. So you're finding that all housing associations are having to operate on business lines. And when you do that, there are very tough decisions that you have to make that don't always land very well with our residents. So I do understand what it is that you're saying.
Yes, I do. And I think I've just said, I do understand the financial side of life.
Yes.
You know, I worked in a stockbroker's for 49 years. And boy, you get quite a good grasp of the finances. If they were busy and we were working till 10 o'clock of a night, you used to get a good bonus. If it was you kept turning that same piece of paper over, no, you didn't, because the business wasn't there. So yes, and I've turned over millions of pounds for a year. Once a week I turned over literally millions of pounds of money. And that only lasted a year, thank goodness, in that particular instance. But so the financial side, yes. But I still feel that you are not that Metropolitan's not using its money correctly, because they are letting things slide. And I think I quite keep pointing this out to you. The longer you leave something broken, the more expensive it becomes to get it repaired, doesn't it?
Next week, Wednesday, I've been invited to go to a meeting with the heads of service and some directors. And I've been asked to do a presentation on customer involvement. So what should our approach to involving our customers be? And I've been asking residents, what do you want me to tell them? What is it you want me to say? So, Rose, what was it at that meeting that you would like me to tell them? What do you want them to understand about how we involve our customers?
Well, customer involvement, no, resident involvement must become very important to them, because they will. Word of mouth is a bad thing for reputation. And if they keep properties, listen to people, hear what they are saying, and do it. Just don't keep fobbing us off. They really, you know, you say I'm going to do it, do it. As I said to Marcia a little while ago, I was never going to become involved. Does it? 12, 13, 14, 15 years ago, I'm going to leave it to all the other ladies to do. But I became involved. And I became involved again last year, because I'd lost an election. And I thought, well, that's it. I've had enough. But because of the attitude, I became involved, and that's why I sit across. You sit that side, I sit this side, and I shout at you.
So we'll wrap it up there. Is there any final thing that you'd like to say to each other?
I'd like to say that although at times it feels as though we're on opposite sides of the table, I actually think we're on the same side. I know it doesn't always feel like that, but I understand a lot more of the way that you all feel than perhaps I'm able to convey sometimes in some of those meetings, and perhaps more than I've got the power to be able to change.
You have, Leslie, you have a group of people here that went through a lot through the regeneration, and it was hard work, and people were satisfied, they were happy, but they're not now, and this is what we're trying to put right. I mean, at our last meeting we had a lady came in, and you know, she's having antisocial behaviour problems, and she cried. That's not nice, is it? So I want Metropolitan to be more hands on, and I'll try to hold my temper. I'm not going to promise.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Rose.
Thank you.